You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome in, MLB.com Extras, the Houston Astros edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Brian McTaggart. It's awesome. Happy winter meetings to you, Brian. The Astros coming off this incredible year, and yet very active. You know, mentioned a lot of rumors, a lot of interest, and Aroldis Chapman is the first name that comes up. Didn't work out. Chapman goes to the Dodgers. What does that mean then for their bullpen interests?
Well, it means they have to go to plan B if Chapman was indeed plan A. I mean, we all know that they tried to get him at the trade deadline and they came to the winter meeting still pursuing him. But there's still some other guys out there. Maybe Andrew Miller, Mark Melancon could be on the market. But the problem at this point, pitching's very expensive, not only as we see in free agent market, but I think also the Astros are finding out as far as trades and some of their prospects that guys like McCullers come up and Vincent Velasquez, some of their big-time young arms. And right now, they're not willing to part with those guys to get this relief pitcher that they need. So, I mean, we'll see how it plays out. But they're going to have to give up quality to get quality. But some of those guys like McCullers, they really want to hold on to.
Yeah, they're in a spot because I don't know if they've necessarily been vocal about it, but everybody knows they're in the market, and aggressively so, just like they were last year. Yeah. I mean, I felt like this is a very similar spot to where they were last year. They were in every big name, in the bullpen. It didn't work out initially for the first couple, David Robinson's. But I'll be intrigued to see where they go with this. Internally, are there options?
Yeah, I mean, you talked about Velasquez as a guy who throws hard, but, you know, he came up as a starter, and they want to pursue that starting avenue as long as you can. Marte is another hard-throwing guy in the system, but I think they want a veteran guy. And whoever they get is going to be in the back end of their bullpen. If not the closer, it's going to be the eighth inning guy. They want a veteran guy in that role. So, and they're going to get it. Just it matters who it is. There are some guys still out there. Kimbrel and Chapman were the two guys they tried to get at the trade deadline, and then they're both off the board now. So internally, they have some guys coming up, but they want to acquire a proven relief pitcher by the end of this week.
And they were happy with Gregerson, though.
Yeah,
right.
He did a nice job as closer. Nishek did a nice job, and you know, a little hiccup in September, but by the end of the year, you could tell the bullpen was just a little short. They just needed that extra guy. They needed a guy that could miss some bats. I think we saw that in the playoff game where they blew the 4-run lead. They needed the guy that could come in there and get a strikeout when the Royals were just getting hit after hit. So the bullpen was a little short. They just need that one guy, and if it's a closer, great. If not, somebody in the eighth inning. Gregerson did a nice job closing.
So that market has been so hot right now, to the point where it's probably getting a little overheated, it sounds like, at least as far as the Astros are concerned. In that, a lot of requests are for more pitchers back in a trade. Do they have depth at other positions that they might be willing to deal?
Pitching is where they have the most depth, and that's what everyone wants is the young pitching and the young arms. They do have a few outfielders coming up, but not at the high levels, some of the guys early on. I mean, and they have some middle infield depth coming up as well, and we know they're set in the middle infield. But a guy like Alex Bregman, who they drafted, you can't trade him until the summer because you just drafted him. But if you look at their top 30 prospects, dominated by pitching, and that's what the other teams want is some of these young arms. So they're going to have to give up one of them, but you know, it's not going to be McCullers. Velasquez maybe, some of the other guys down lower maybe, but you know, I think McCullers right now is pretty much untouchable.
Okay, and on the position side of things, there's a perception certainly first and third base would be spots they might be looking to improve.
Yeah, I don't think they feel a great need to do that. I think they're right now, I think they're more content to look at what they have. A.J. Reed's coming up. He's got a shot to break camp as a starting first baseman. Tyler White can play first or third. Not a great defender, but look what he did in the minor leagues. A lot of walks, very few strikeouts. And Colin Moran is still their third baseman of the future. He could push for playing time this year. Plus, you have Valbuena coming back. So they have a lot of options internally. I don't think they feel a need, like, we've got to go get this guy to play first or third. They're going to try to see what they have. If Reed's ready in spring, maybe if he's not, they acquire somebody. But they do have internal options right now, I think, that they like.
So it sounds like 75-80% of their efforts and energies right now is focused right on that bullpen.
It's pitching and starting pitching, too. They would like to acquire a starter. But you look at a guy like Mike Leake, whose name has come up with the Astros. I mean, what he's asking is probably more than they could have even imagined. So now they have to rethink, wow, what are we willing to pay to get starting pitching? Because some of these contracts are really expensive. They don't want a top flight guy. They're pretty solid 1-2-3, but they also don't want a number five guy. They want a solid arm to put in the bullpen, but got to pay up some money.
Well, okay, so we've talked about the trade hurt that would be necessary to pick up some guys. How much money do the Astros have to spend?
Jim Crane said they have payroll flexibility. How much? We don't know. I do think we'll see their payroll probably climb towards $100 million. I mean, they have a bunch of arbitration-eligible guys. They got rid of some of them, Carter, Jed Lowry, Hank Conger. They still have four or five. They're going to get big-time raises, Gattis, Dallas Keuchel. So the payroll is going to go up in that end. But still, I think they have flexibility with the new TV deal, a lot of revenues at the ballpark this year with the bigger crowds that – you know, if there's that one free agent out there, they're going to be able to go out and get him. But they're not going to spend $150 million. They're just not at that point yet. And for what they need, they don't really need to do that. They can go out and get a quality reliever without just totally breaking the bank. And starting pitching, they're not looking for that kind of guy either.
So if you were to handicap things, you know, a couple of days left in Nashville, they're going to do something. What would you anticipate they do leave with?
I think they'll leave here with reliever. I think trade or free agent signing. Who knows? Hard to say. But I do think they will leave here with a reliever or two. I think ideally they would like to get two. Maybe one trade, maybe one free agent. We do know they have a deep farm system. They've traded some prospects here recently, and they don't want to impede the progress they've made the last few years drafting well and with the top farm system in the minor leagues. But still, they're going to have to give up some prospects. But I do think they will leave Nashville with another arm in the bullpen.
But maybe not, maybe no sense of urgency, if that's, I don't know if that's fair to say, but you see him in for Chapman and some of these other big names, and yet at the same time, really, it sounds like they could just kind of move on and, you know, try and patch it together. There's still time, plenty of time.
Yeah, I do think there's a little bit of urgency. I think seeing Chapman go off the board, they feel like now they're the next team. They need a strike here and get one of these other guys. They can't just sit by and watch these relievers sign or get traded. I mean, they need to be, they're in on one of these guys. It's their top need. They're one of the top teams in on these guys. And yeah, I think with Chapman gone, they feel like, well, we need to kind of tighten the screws here and see what we can do.
All right, I'll throw a random name at you then. Ken Giles, the Phillies, has that name come up?
Ken Giles has come up. That'd be a great addition. Controllable for a long time, good young arm. Again, that could be a guy that could put in the eighth inning. Gregerson, as we talked about, did fine as closer. Gregerson could close. You have Giles, maybe groom him as closer at some point, but I think that's definitely one that they look at.
Yeah, that's seems like the right profile for them. All right, Brian. Well, it sounds like it'll, at the very least, be an interesting week. And,
yes,
you know, maybe they can hook up with David Stern somehow in Milwaukee and find some synergies there as well.
They've already made one trade already. With, right? Jonathan Villar trade, so why not? Yeah.
Yeah, I think there might be something there. Yeah. So, well, we shall see. All right, Brian, great job.
Thank you, Dave.
All right, Brian McTaggart, MLB.com Extras, the Houston Astros edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.